welcome to Power Start Your Day with Dame Nicola Smith Jackson, helping everyday people to build their empire and win at life, money, and business. And now, here's your lifestyle, money, and business coach, Dame Nicola.
And welcome to Power Start Your Day. It's Dame Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to start winning with life, money, and business. And let me tell you something. Winning in life, money, and business, many people believe that that's all about the flash and gas or the fame or, you know, just, I don't know, parading your fortune. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm pretty sure you know that the God that gives us the ability to gain wealth, that would not be the main cause or the main reason for him wanting you to be rich. And yes, he does. He wants you to be rich. He wants you to be fruitful and to multiply. But on today, I just want to share just a brief story. It's a lesson. It's a private situation that happened with my family. But it's a public lesson that is leading right on to the Multiply Your Moolah Challenge. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm like, it seems like every time we're about to start this challenge, something's going on. It's almost long overdue, but it's right on time. I want us to go today to 10 and 4, and I want us to go to the Lord together because it's a must for you to become financially free, even beyond not needing a stimulus check, even beyond becoming recession-proof. You must become financially free. And whatever that number is for you, that's what you decide. But it's a must in these times. Let's go to the Lord together. Father God, we come before you. We honor you. We thank you for this day that you've made. And we're glad and rejoice we're here in the land of living. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that we are beginning to understand that we must become fruitful in all areas of our life, because sometimes we don't know when someone else would need to eat from our trees of fruit. On this day, let us remove anything of the world and let us pick up a higher faith and understanding that we must have and do better with our finances. As we're preparing for the challenge and your time, as we're doing it within your will and your way, prime the minds of your people so they will have a hunger and thirst for prosperity in every way. We honor you and bless you and seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, let's go on over to the book of Proverbs, and let's go to 10 and 22. I want you to know something of how the world sees money and sees the way that we should be handling money, what we should do. And I want you to really hone in on Proverbs 10 and 22. And the word says, the blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Now, this word does not say that you will never have sorrowful times or challenges. It says that the blessings of the Lord will make you rich, but he does not add any sorrow to it. Blessings that come from the Lord are going to make your life better. Is that what you want? And it says that the blessings of the Lord will make you rich. Life gets better. Better does not mean without challenges. It just means better. And I am sure that you have areas of your life, whether it's your spiritual life, your relationship with your significant other, family, business, influence and impact, all of these things that I discuss and I trained even in my Vision to Profit Challenge is part of the vision board. If you don't have that vision board, it's extremely important that you get it, because see, any tool or anything that I offer are not things for me to do to earn money. As I've studied over the years through challenges, I literally have so many options to earn money that I don't have to show up, but I will because God tells me to. I could literally sit behind a desk and phone and write things out and earn money, and no one ever knows my name, and I already have plans for multi-millions of dollars without Instagram, LinkedIn, social, anything, without you having to know my name or even hear my voice. So I want to be extremely clear that when I do come, I am coming as a servant. I typically would dumb that part down, but I need you to understand my heart so you can hear what I'm going to share with you. On Monday, a day that seemed like just a regular day, we're getting ready for the Multiply Your Moolah Challenge, and I'm like, hey, we're about to launch and everything. I had a few calls that were on my schedule, things that were normal things that were on my schedule, and I was getting it done. Go on, take Caden on to basketball practice. And for those who know that, hey, listen, the lifestyle is to wear. Sometimes he has two practices in a day, and we're able to go to those practices without me having to say, hold on, I'm working, hold on, I can't do this, hold on, whatever. Life has become totally what I designed it to be, and it wasn't always that way. And this is why I'm so passionate about this revolution for recession-proof revenue, for people to build prosperity and have a path that they can show others. I'm so passionate about it because it was not always that way for me. So after practice, I drove up and we had a bad storm the night before. And so our gate, someone was delivering some furniture to our house and the storm came out of nowhere. And I told the gentleman, hey, let's hold on. He's like, slow down. You can open the gate. And I opened the gate, and the wind blew our gate where it almost, like, came off the hinge. And mind you, it's a huge iron gate. I was irritated, to say the least, because I told him, listen, do not do that. The following day, I pulled up after practice, and the gate guy was there. Robert was here to talk to the gate guy. I'm sitting in the car, and then I get a message from one of my cousins who was just calling to check up on my mom, and my mom answered her call from an ambulance. She hung up, and she called me because I guess it was so fast. The neighbor whose dog attacked my mom charged her as she was working in her yard, knocked her down on the ground. She hit her head and bit a huge chunk out of my mom's leg. Thank God the neighbors were there. They called the ambulance. They screamed, got the dog off my mom. Got her in the ambulance, everything moving quickly, and my cousin called her phone. And I was in my driveway, you're talking about within moments. I'm talking on the line with my mom, and I asked the ambulance, hey, are you going to let me in this hospital with my mom? And they said, if you get there first. I said, I mean, literally, I pulled in, mom stayed on the phone with me, and she was like, we're pulling in. I got there, and I was not going to take no for an answer anyway, but they let us back. The scratch on my mom's face, the dog scratched her face. Thank God that did not prevail to much of anything. The leg, she ended up with stitches and everything. We got her home. She ate good. Big plate of food and everything. She said, oh, I don't feel too well. Robert and I proceed to walk her down because he said, no, you're not going back home. You're staying with us. And we proceed to walk her down to one of our bedrooms. And we said, oh, let us stay in catering room because it's on the lower level. And she literally started going down where Robert and I could not even hold her up. And then I laid her down. I went back into my mind of how I was almost like a nurse to my children. Went back and I began to check her pulse. Pulse was there and everything. My mom, eyes flickering. And I'm sitting there and we had to call the ambulance again and were able to get her to a hospital of her choice, our choice, where her doctor practices and serves. And it's farther away from our home. And we could tell the ambulance, like, listen, it's going to be this. She said, it doesn't matter. We're taking her there. And we stayed in the car because this sex hospital, like, you can't come in the emergency room, but you can do checks, what have you. And we stayed in the car. Robert, Kate, and I, we were able to go. It's a good trip, whatever. Long story short is not one time did we have to think or call anyone to say, we're not going to be to work? Or did we have to think that we didn't, if we don't show up, that we're not going to get paid? Did we have to think or move things around, money, things? All we had to do was let people know we're unavailable. And for people who think financial freedom is about the money, that was the perfect opportunity for you to understand that once you get to financial freedom, money is not the first thing on your mind. We literally were preparing for Robert's 50th birthday. We're like, I was there setting up a yacht trip for us, a party on the yacht, all these things. And we was like, Robert's like, no, we could go ahead and we could reschedule that. We can go and do that anytime. We could do it the following week, whatever. And when I started to think about all of the choices and options, was a far way from where I was as that overworked hairstylist that not once but twice having children in a neonatal ICU unit of the hospital after having premature children, where my first son that actually lived, literally while he was in, I couldn't even wait 6 weeks for my body to heal. I was back at work within days in my kitchen to make sure I would have enough money in fear of, hey, it's just him and I. His father incarcerated, and like, who can I depend on? In Florida, I had to make sure I worked down to the day that I went to the hospital. No one knowing I'm in labor and I'm working, standing on my feet in labor. Drove myself home, got home. The contractions were coming so close. I called the doctor. The contractions were 5 minutes apart, and I had to drive myself to the hospital. I remember those days. That's the humility. Those are the things that God will have happen in your life that will keep you humble once you reach a certain level. Then I can remember after now, just 2 years later, back in the same situation of having now my next son, and he's a neonatal unit. And here it is. I am back at work again after having children before 6 weeks is up, doing what I got to do in the salon, to where when my third son, when they told me pretty much that was the day that he passed, the line when I got the call from the hospital taking a quick break to do a client. And I got the call. They said, come quick. And that was the day my son passed away. I know what it is to say I got to earn whatever dollar I can. And now I know what it is to be the best steward of money and know how to make money work harder than me. It is a journey. It was a journey for me. It'll be a journey for you. But when will you start that journey on a serious note, family? I'm telling you, you will not be able to labor yourself. You will not be able to work yourself into financial freedom. You have to understand leverage. There are things in our life that shows up. And when we have to choose to stay or do things because of the money becomes your God, not the God who created you. Don't let nobody tell you nothing different. I am at a place in my life that no matter how many millions I make from anywhere, I know very clearly who is my source and who gives me the ability to gain wealth. And because of Proverbs 10 and 22, I know what choices are for me and which ones are not for me. When you have to earn money, that also comes with sorrow. When we do this Multiply Your Moolah challenge and the next challenges that are coming forth, I encourage you not to not be in attendance, because some of them will be free and some of them won't, meaning free of financial charge. It's always going to cost you to pay attention and to implement what you learn. The new date will be acknowledged. I have to get mom back and forth to doctor's appointments. And guess what? My mom has four children. Deemed it that I would be the only one that's here with her in this state. And thank God that I followed his prosperity principles to where I'm available and I can do what I want, when I want, how I want. This is about. I know a lot of people do flash and gas, but even though they made more money, they're still operating off of paycheck to paycheck. This is what I want to help end, or at least clarify that God wants you to have compounding cash, where I'm sure that when he gives you the freedom, he's praying. He would hope that you choose him when you get the freedom. Some people don't. But I want to be a voice, my legacy. I want to be an example, if nothing else, of financial freedom with God. Stay tuned for the date. It will be coming extremely soon. I have to organize some things, make sure, because, again, I am the one here that has to manage some things until my sister is able to come. And so the whole point is I get to do what God tells me to do. And thank God that it's this place in my life, it aligns with what I want to do. I want that for you as well, but you have to want it more. Talk to you soon.